This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Fresh off a win against USC, we're joined this morning by the Wolverine head coach, Sherrone Moore. Sherrone, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with the way you guys beat USC. I know you loved every minute of that.
Yeah, it was a physical, impactful win for the whole team, for the whole program. Thought the guys played extremely hard, played discipline. There's a lot of things we need to clean up, but we're excited about the win, and but now we're on to the next one.
So let's talk a little bit about the physicality of that game. Obviously, USC coming in, you introduced them to the Big Ten, but the way that your offensive line and defensive line played, it was a physical brand. What was the difference? Not that they haven't played physical before, but the results were a little bit different. What did you see from both of your lines?
Yeah, I thought the way we practiced and we adjusted some things to practice to help us with the physicality in game really helped, and we'll continue that doing forward. And those little changes, those little tweaks, I think helped the players, give them a little bit more rest, but also a little bit more intensity increase in each day. And you saw the increases in the practice, and you know the things we look at from a performance standpoint translate to the game. But I just thought the mindset of our players and what we talked about of being physical and controlling the line of scrimmage, they, on both sides of the ball, they did a great job of it.
When you guys run it 40-plus times, you need all hands on deck, but it looks like Khalil Mullings cemented himself as that lead back. Would you agree with that statement?
I mean, I think we got two great backs. Obviously, you know, when you have a back average 9 yards a carry, it's pretty incredible. So I think he had an unbelievable game. But, you know, Donovan, you look at his game, you know, he doesn't have the fumble. He averaged 5 yards a carry. That's a pretty good day. So we got two great backs, and we'll continue to use both of them.
Is there any consideration? We've seen over the course of Donovan's career his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield, to emphasize that a little bit more moving forward.
Yeah, I think we'll do some of that. You know, but, you know, when you do that and you get guys like Samaj Morgan, you get guys like Tyler Morris and Fred Moore and Kendrick Bell, you know, you got to spread it around, but we'll definitely use his ability in the passing game as we move forward.
Yeah, I mean, the way the offense is going to look, I think people expected it to be different with Alex Orji. I don't know that people thought it would be 32 passing yards in the game. Does he need to do more? Right. Does he need to do more to keep teams honest? I guess the big question is that like a winning formula most weeks for you guys?
I think for us, yeah, I think we've shown that whether it's last week or in years past, that there's going to be a couple games like that a year that we need to run the ball more to win the game. And all we're worried about is winning. Alex has the ability to pass the ball. He has the ability to throw it down the field. The throws he made in the game, we thought, especially the competitive ones, were ones that either our guy can make or nobody. And I thought he did a good job taking care of the football. But there's definitely things we'll do to keep the balance as we move forward.
How do you put more on his plate and ask more of him without asking too much?
Yeah, I mean he's been exposed to the whole offense throughout fall camp, throughout spring. So we know the things that he's good at and what he can do, and especially in the passing game. And every quarterback is different. You know, JJ was different than Cade. Cade was different than Shea. So we know what those guys can do and know what he can do. So we'll definitely put an emphasis on the things that he's really good at to make sure that he's successful and the team is successful.
Between the ears for him, right, is he's not making as many throws. He seems more than comfortable just doing what it takes to win games. But what have you seen from his mentality stepping into that quarterback leadership role?
I mean, he's been the same guy that he was in camp. When he didn't get the job, he's been the same guy. He's been the same guy now. So for Alex, there's never been a drop-off in humility or work ethic or anything like that. He's been the same person. You're just seeing it increase every week. And, you know, he was in here last night watching film till about 10 o'clock. And then so the guy, he's all in. He's a football junkie, and he's just going to continue to get better.
When the availability report came out and it was known to everyone that Colston Loveland wasn't going to play, there was an audible gasp in the big house and across the you know, Michigan fans. First of all, how's he doing? Do you expect him to be able to play this week? And second, how were you able to fill the void of not having Colston Loveland?
Yeah, all hands on deck. It's hard to replace a guy that's, you know, arguably the best tight end in the country. So for us, everybody that's involved, that whole room has to be a part of replacing the void for him, and then obviously the other guys in the room. But yeah, we'll see how he pans out this week. It's trending in a positive direction, but we'll just see how it works out as we go through the week.
And there's a guy in that room, Max Bredesen, who quote unquote is a tight end, but you use him more as a fullback. And we saw it against Arkansas State, the tackle, the effort that he had to run down the interception to prevent a touchdown on the fourth and goal, you know, game-winning touchdown. He threw a key block. He's the guy that does all the dirty work. What do you see as a coach as his true value to this team?
I mean, first, Max is a captain, so he's a leader. Everybody sees him as a leader. Everybody votes him as a leader. He's a tone setter for the team on and off the field, and he just continually does that in the way he works, the way he processes, the way he practices, the way he plays. So he means a lot. It means everything to the team. We'll just continue to let him be him.
We're talking to Michigan head football coach Sherrone Moore. What's with some of the top guys missing key snaps? Will Johnson before the injury, Mason Graham off the field in some third down red zone situations. Is that philosophical? Could you break down maybe some of the thoughts there?
Yeah, I mean, we want to be able to rotate guys throughout the game and give other guys opportunities, but it's not just that. You know, those guys need the rest physically for them to be at optimal level. And I thought the guys that went in there and subbed and did those things did a good job and did their job. Obviously, they're not those players, but to make these win those type of games that are physical and long, and you want to create some thump on the line of scrimmage or at the secondary spot, like, those guys are going to need a breather a little bit. So those other guys stepped up in a big way.
Just in the sample size for this year, and obviously there's more to it than just this year, but Will Johnson, the two pick sixes, and we saw Texas completely, you know, not even go his way. USC obviously challenged him, and he took one to the house. What is it that makes Will Johnson, what separates him from other corners, other defensive backs, what makes him special?
Yeah, first, like I said yesterday, it's mom and dad. He's blessed with great genes. Dion, mom, they just, I mean, unbelievable people. But obviously, them and our Lord and Savior bless Will with some genes that other people don't have. He's a freakish talent person, but he works his tail off to sustain and surpass that talent that he has. Because he's not just talented, but he's talented, he's smart, he's tough, he's dependable, he's everything you want in a player. And the guy just works, man. He works. He's always watching film. He's a football junkie. He's never satisfied with, oh, I got a pick six, or I got this, like, or these ratings. Like, he just wants to be the best that he can be, and that's what he does every week.
Michigan, Minnesota this week, the Little Brown Jug. Should we have more rivalry trophies in college football?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They mean a lot. They mean a lot to us. I know they mean a lot to every team that competes in them, so. Yeah, I think they're phenomenal, and it's you know, it's the basis of what college football is all about.
Could we get one for Michigan, Ohio State, or is that can't happen?
Enough said.
Nah, I mean I don't know if we need that. That one probably doesn't.
John's shaking me off.
Yeah.
He says no, get out of here with that.
No.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40. It can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
So give us a couple of keys to a win over Minnesota. We saw that they struggled with the run the last week. Is the game plan going to be very similar to what we saw you guys perform against USC?
No, I think really, obviously we won't come out with a win, but on offense, it'll just start as a team. We just got to take care of the football. Take care of the football and take it away. Win the time of the possession because they're going to try to possess the ball and do those things as well. So we got to be physical up front. You know, whether it's run or pass, we got to stay balanced. But then we got to play disciplined football. You know, penalty free, no MAs, just do your job, and that'll help us be successful on Saturday.
Any chance you could set the over-under on total runs between the two teams for right. a program that's – I mean, this game may actually, other than TV timeouts, it might be a two-and-a-half-hour game.
Yeah, I mean, it ain't bad at noon, so we'll see.
Obviously, the counter to that is you said you want to be a little more balanced offensively. You're not going to give us the game plan, but what's the best way to try to get Alex Orji, it's not about the stats, but more comfortable throwing the football, especially early in the game?
Yeah, I think we'll give him some early throws, some different things to make him feel comfortable. We did that last week a little bit, throwing a quick screen to Samad, but there's other ways we can distribute the ball to our tight end receivers, backs, and get them involved in the passing game. But ultimately, we're going to do whatever we need to do to win. So whether it's, throw as many times as we need to or run it, whatever we got to do to win, we're going to do.
Michigan head football coach Sherrone Moore, we appreciate some of your time. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Go Blue.
It's 97.1.